This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you got to listen to my radio show every day, 3 hours a day. If you like the TV show here on Newsmax TV, listen to the radio show at usaradio.com. It's 3 hours a day, a celebration of Trump and an attack and an exposing of the liberal maniacs and mentally ill nutcases that are out there running for president and Senate and governor and Congress and everything else. It's kind of an even split of those two. That's what I do for a living. I'm a guy who celebrates Trump's achievements, and I'm a guy who exposes the insanity of the left, and I think those two are a perfect combination to get Republicans and conservatives and right-leaning independents excited and move over to our side and run out there and run through a wall to vote for President Trump. But I had Ken Cuccinelli on my show, my radio show earlier today. He's the acting deputy secretary of the United States when it comes to immigration, when it comes to border security. And him and I were talking about this 94% drop in border crossings in Arizona since Trump announced this new asylum policy that you can't just walk into America, scream asylum, we put up the white flag like the French and say, come on in, and here's your lawyer, all free, and here's food, and here's welfare, and here's food stamps, and here, go get a job, and you can stay in America, and we'll never see you again. Adios, arrivederci, and you'll never show up for your hearing, and that's it, you're American. And then you have five kids, and they're all in the school system, and they're all getting free health care, and we're bankrupt. Sorry, that doesn't happen anymore. Now you say, asylum, and guess what happens? We say, okay, come here. Here's some handcuffs. We walk you across to the other side. We hand you over to the Mexican police or the Mexican National Guard, and they take you, and you can't ever step foot in America until after your asylum hearing. And the asylum hearings have Trump Republican conservative judges now, and they're ruling 99%+ you can never come back in. So, victory! Hashtag winning! President Trump, great job. Who recognized that? USC superstar Conor McGregor. The Irish lad sings Trump's praises, calling him a phenomenal president, ultimate fighting championship superstar. Conor McGregor blew up the internet on Monday with a tweet praising and admiring President Trump. The Irish fighter sent the tweet on Monday following his big fight against Donald Cowboy Cerrone. He won that fight in 40 seconds. If you didn't see it, my man Conor opened the fight by hitting him in the face with his shoulder three times, breaking Cerrone's nose. He was stunned. He was bleeding. Then he kicked him in the face, and then the fight was over in 40 seconds. McGregor's tweet said, most certainly, here it is. He responded to a tweet from President Trump about MLK, Martin Luther King Day, saying that he's a phenomenal president, quite possibly the GOAT, the greatest of all time. What I say all the time about President Trump, most certainly one of them anyway, McGregor ended. And as he sits atop the shoulders of many amazing giants that came before him, no easy feat, early stages of his term, incredible, congrats. Happy Martin Luther King Day, America, McGregor added. And by the way, it's not like that's no big deal. For those of you who are going to say, oh, I don't know anything about boxing or UFC, ultimate fighting, you know, mixed martial arts, I don't know anything about it. This guy has 8 million followers on his platform. His tweet about the president gained 17,000 retweets and 79,000 likes in 12 hours. Now, when you talk about GOAT, is President Trump the greatest of all time? Here's a chart that should be spread from coast to coast, or as I would say in the rough blue-collar neighborhood I grew up, from coast to freaking coast. We should tell everyone about this guy. That's how we talked in the old days when I grew up, before I took speech lessons and went to Columbia University. But the chart has the average unemployment rate of presidents in their first 35 months of their term. So Reagan, the average unemployment in the first 35 months, don't forget he went on to become the greatest president ever until Trump came along. The greatest Republican president ever until Trump came along, and one of the five best presidents ever, period. But in the first 35 months, average unemployment under Reagan, 9%. Under Obama, 9.3%. Under H.W. Bush, just a hair under 6%. Bill Clinton, 6.2%. George W. Bush, 5.5%. And Donald Trump, 3.9%. The greatest numbers of any president in 50 years. That's 50 years of presidents, and there's never been anything like it. So why would anyone want to impeach the guy? Because he asked about Joe Biden's crimes, and the guy that committed the crimes, Joe Biden, you want him to be president, and no one's allowed to ask about the crimes. Amazing. And that statistic gets coupled with the fact that the wages of American workers are rising for the first time in decades faster than for their supervisors. The average blue-collar Joe and Jane, their wages are rising faster under Trump than their bosses. First time it happened was September of 2018. And by the way, I always give credit where credit's due. Who told me this stat? It's Fox Business host Charles Payne. Charles Payne was remarking how it's amazing how many months in a row now, because it happened in September 2018, and it's happened every month since then except one, where blue-collar workers' wages were going up faster than their supervisors. You know, I mean, Democrats are trying to say doom and gloom. Things are terrible. No, they're not. They're not terrible, and if you think they're terrible, it's because Democrats are liars. How do you know Democrats lying? Their mouth is moving. And so they're lying to you, and they're trying to convince you that things are bad, when in fact things are very good. Adding to the positive economic numbers, Federal Bank of Reserve of Philadelphia released its report last Thursday showing manufacturing activity in the Mid-Atlantic region rebounding from a slump in the second half of 2019. 30% of the manufacturers reported falling demand. 44% reported increased demand for their products. And of the businesses reporting higher demand, 25% said they're going to hire more workers. 33% said they're going to increase hours. So, I mean, it doesn't get better news than this. And by the way, there's no inflation. Have you ever seen GDP going up dramatically from the Obama years and unemployment dramatically down and the numbers are the best in 50 years and the numbers for blacks and Hispanics the best ever and wages going up and now manufacturing rebounding, everything's going good, and for the first time in 26 years, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we have income gains in all 45 states and all metropolitan areas in the United States of America. In 45 states, state tax revenue is back to where it was pre-recession levels. So all of that's happening, and there is no inflation, and even tariffs did not cause inflation. And yet Democrats are screaming doom and gloom. I mean, that's fantastic news, folks. No wonder Conor McGregor likes President Trump. Illegal border crossings drop 90% in Arizona. 90%. Here's breaking news, also good news. The Supreme Court denies liberal states' request to fast-track the Obamacare case. So let me explain to you why that's good news. 19 liberal, deep blue Democrat states asked the Supreme Court to fast-track their Obamacare case after the Federal Appeals Court ruled last year that the individual mandate is unconstitutional. If my memory serves me, it was a Texas judge who said the Obamacare mandate's unconstitutional, and he wanted to throw the entire Obamacare out, and then a New Orleans court ruled late last year, I think in mid-December, 2-1, that it's unconstitutional, and they wanted to throw the whole thing out. And so liberal states brought it to the Supreme Court, and they wanted a fast-track decision, meaning the court would hear it very quickly and rule very quickly before the presidential campaign is over. And so right in front of the election, the judges may have ruled Obamacare is dead. And that might have brought out millions of liberals and some nice people, too, but lots of lazy losers. You know, here's the thing about Obamacare. Don't think I'm being harsh here. There's a lot of people in this country who, if you offer them something free, they go, thank you, I want free stuff. I mean, they want free stuff. I don't want free stuff. You could offer me free stuff. You know what my answer is? My answer is it's worth exactly what you're charging for. In my lifetime, I've found anything that's free is worth exactly what you charged for it. Nothing. It's worth nothing. I don't want free stuff. Yeah, I'm a guy who goes to parties and I never eat. I leave the party and I go to an expensive restaurant and I get the meal that I want. And you go, why would you spend $100, $200 at dinner when it was free at the party or the event or the concert or some sort of a political event? All the free food you wanted, Wayne. And the answer is because I want what I want. I'd rather pay for it and get something that's good and high quality than the bad, crappy food they serve at an event or a party out of a container. I don't want that. I want a nice meal. I want to be served. I will pay for the best. I never want something free. I don't want handouts. I don't want anybody else spending their money on me. I don't believe in things like that. You know what you call a guy like that? A patriot. A great American believes in things like that. All of you watching this show believe in things like that. You don't want handouts. You're too proud to accept handouts. In any case, millions of people in this country, some of them need it, and I'm fine. But a lot of them just want free health care because they're too lazy to go to work and pay for it. I work every day, and I pay for my own health care. So they're dying to get all of them riled up and come out and vote in the election because meanies like Trump and meanies like Wayne Root took your free stuff away without mentioning that the entire middle class country was ripped off and bamboozled into spending all their money so you could get it free. Nobody mentions that in the media. My health care went from $500 a month, my health insurance, to $2,000 a month so a bunch of lazy bums could get it free. Guess what? I want to spend $500 a month on health care, not $2,000. You're bankrupting the middle class. You're ruining small business in order to give it free to a bunch of people who ought to be working for a living like I do. Try it sometime. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Does your business spend $500?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. I'd like to go to war with the moron baseball writer who didn't vote for Derek Jeter today to go into the Hall of Fame. Can you imagine? I'm a Yankee fan since the day I was born, just like I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. And my boy Derek Jeter was almost unanimously elected to the Hall of Fame. 14-time All-Star for the New York Yankees, led them, the captain of the Yankees, just like Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio, led them to 5 world championships, 14 All-Star appearances. The guy is amazing. He's a legend, one of the great field generals and leaders in the history of sports, and he was voted into the Hall of Fame on 396 of 397 ballots. One moron writer didn't vote for Derek Jeter. You think how stupid that guy feels right now? I pray they expose his name on national TV and he's laughed out of his job as a baseball writer. Because, look, you could, like, I'm a Yankee fan. Don't I hate the Red Sox? Yeah, I hate the Red Sox. But if there's a great, like Carl Yastrzemski, Ted Williams, Carlton Fisk, do you think I'd vote no on them getting into the Hall of Fame? Of course I wouldn't. They're fantastic. I appreciate you. I could hate a team and appreciate you for what you are when you're a great player. Anybody would vote no. You know, was it last year or the year before, Mariano Rivera, the teammate of Derek Jeter, who's the great last year, the greatest reliever of all time, he got in on unanimous, first guy ever. So he's the number one all-time, getting in every ballot, 397 out of 397. Jeter gets 396 out of 397. Second in the history of baseball. Ken Griffey Jr. is third. So amazing to be that great and to be that unanimously acclaimed. But what kind of an idiot must be this? Must be a Boston writer who's got Trump derangement syndrome, because it takes the same type of Trump mental illness, you know, to hate Trump that much and never acknowledge how great he is the same type of mental illness you'd have to have to not acknowledge how great Derek Jeter was in the all-time history of baseball as one of the great leaders. Maybe not the single best player, maybe not the single best hitter. Certainly not he's not Babe Ruth. He's not a home run hitter. He didn't get as many RBIs, Lou Gehrig. But man, as a leader, one of the great athletes in the history of American sports, can't not vote him in the Hall of Fame. And the fact that he got 396 at 397 is proof. Here's more proof of how bad big business is in America. Segueing into politics here, back to what my show is about. I've argued for years that Walmart is not on our side anymore. IBM isn't on our side. Warren Buffett isn't on our side. FedEx isn't on our side. None of them are on our side. You know why? Because they're bought off by government contracts, and they're bought off by the fact that all their products are bought by people on welfare and food stamps. So they don't care about Republican policies that cut people off welfare and food stamps. So here it is right here in black and white. I've said this for years. Here's the proof of everything I've ever said. Investors are asking judges to block President Donald Trump's public charge immigration reform because it will reduce their revenues from poor, unskilled customers. The likely rejection of poor and unhealthy migrants required by the public charge rule will hurt business revenues, says a January 16th plea to federal judges by numerous companies and investor groups such as Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.US and advocacy coalitions such as the Blue Chip Compete America Coalition. They say because green card applicants will receive fewer public benefits under this new public charge rule, these are illegal aliens, keep in mind. These are illegals will get fewer welfare and food stamps and disability payments and housing allowance and aid to dependent children and who knows, thousands of other programs of welfare. Because they'll get less. Because Donald Trump says, we're cutting you off. They will cut back their consumption of goods and services to pressing demand throughout the economy. Does it ever occur to anyone the money comes from the middle class? And if we had more money, we would actually spend it at your store? And so you're not losing anything, except you're stealing it from the right people who earned it to give it to a bunch of lazy losers and illegal immigrants who have no right to be in the country in the first place. And if you do come in my country legally, not illegally, only if you come illegally, you still don't have a right to take money from me. You made the decision to come to America. That doesn't mean I have to pay for it. You broke into my house, now I'm responsible for paying welfare for you and paying for your meals for the rest of all time? Really? You're the one who decided to break in? I'm not paying for you. You broke into the country. Can you imagine the idiocy of this thinking? That if you cut illegals' welfare and food stamps, they won't spend so much at Walmart or at Facebook anymore. Well, the rest of us will have more money, and we'll more than make up for it because we're in a good mood.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill. House managers and the president's legal team are debating rules. The tit-for-tat continues on the Senate floor.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the President was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The President was denied the right to access evidence. And the President was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
That's the President's attorney, Jay Sekulow. The governor of Washington State says there's no need to panic after a man in the state was diagnosed with a coronavirus spreading around China. Governor Jay Inslee says the CDC and state health officials believe there's low risk that the disease will spread to other folks in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-4-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I know impeachment's going on. You think I should have spent the whole show talking about impeachment. I'll leave that to Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and all the people on Fox News. I think you come here to get something different. I know impeachment's going on, and I've downplayed it from the beginning. I did open the show with my commentary on how silly and ridiculous and unlawful this impeachment is, and how, you know, it's not going to affect anything. Trump is going to win the election, and this doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, Ted Cruz said it best. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said he'll be impeached forever? Because that's all they've got. In other words, she knows he'd never be convicted. She knows he did nothing wrong. She knows they haven't produced a crime yet. But still, the X will be on his mark. You know, the mark will be on his face forever. He's been impeached. Ted Cruz today mocked Pelosi and said Trump will be acquitted forever of these bogus impeachment charges. And remember, Cruz used to hate Trump, but now they're all friends. It all worked out well, as it should have. White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is bragging President Trump has been impeached forever, and now Ted Cruz says Trump will be acquitted forever. In an interview on Fox News, Senator Cruz mocked Pelosi's comment as he laid out two reasons he believes the Senate should hold a trial. First, a not guilty verdict based on the merits of the case stands for all time, and a trial finally gives the president the chance to defend himself. I think dismissing this case is a much less attractive option than rendering final judgment and acquitting the president. And the reason is twofold. Number one, if you do a dismissal doesn't reach the merits. An acquittal, a verdict of not guilty, that verdict stands for all time. Nancy Pelosi is going on TV crowing, the president's been impeached forever. Well, when we get to the final judgment, the president will have been acquitted forever of these bogus impeachment charges. That's a much better outcome for the president and for the country. Secondly, Ted Cruz said, if we dismiss at the outset, the president will never get a chance to defend himself. The White House lawyers will never get the opportunity to put on the affirmative case. Think about it. In the months and months of House hearings, what I said about Hunter Biden, you didn't hear any of the witnesses say that because the House Democrats didn't want those facts and evidence. They didn't want to explore the evidence of corruption. Senator Cruz also accused Democrats of abuse of the Constitution. Since they're not accusing him of any crime whatsoever, not even a speeding ticket, it's an abuse of the Constitution. And by the way, I've always thought that Ted Cruz is a great man and a great conservative and a great hero of mine. And during the election, I always said if it wasn't for Donald Trump, I would have supported Ted Cruz for President of the United States. But from day one, when he came down that escalator, I knew we were looking at the next President of the United States, and I wrote it for Fox News. And I've been right every step of the way. The first day he announced, I said, you're looking at the next president, he'll win. And then soon thereafter, I said, you're looking at not only the president, but the greatest president ever for blacks and Hispanics, because he's going to create the most jobs ever for blacks and Hispanics. And then days after he won, I said, we just elected the first Jewish president, because he's going to be the greatest ever for Israel and the Jewish people, and he's going to kill the Iran treaty, and he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And guess who turned out to be right about everything? Oh, I left one out in the middle. I also wrote a column while he was running, and I urged all Christians. I said, I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior, and so I'm kind of one of you, just as much as I'm a Jew, I'm a Christian. And if you look at the Bible, barbarians fill the pages of the Bible. God sends really vicious people who are great fighters, but maybe not the nicest people, to represent him all the time throughout history, and they win for him. That's what Trump is. Don't worry if he's a barbarian at the gate. He's going to stop the bad guys, the evil guys, from ruining the greatest nation in world history and ruining our love relationship with Israel. Trump will be the guy that saves all that and saves capitalism. We needed a barbarian. Yes, he's a barbarian. He's a little crude. He's a rough guy. Maybe he cheated on his wife. I don't know and I don't care. He's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It's very obvious that that is happening, that he's becoming the greatest president of all time. Look at his speech today at Davos. President Trump cut down globalism, celebrated economic nationalism. He said nationalism works. Look at America. Look at our economy. You've all got to be nationalists. President Trump celebrated the restoration of the American dream on Tuesday, trumpeting the success of economic nationalism in front of the global elites of the world at the World Economic Forum at Davos. A nation's highest duty, President Trump said, is to its own citizens. I mean, that's the thing I don't understand. What liberal idea is that you owe more to someone coming from China or Israel or Mexico or Russia or France or wherever they're coming from? Guatemala, El Salvador. I don't owe them anything. You and I don't owe them a damn thing. If they want to come here legally and work their butts off and pay $20,000 to become citizens and take a 10-year path, great. And never accept welfare, great. But I owe you nothing. I owe you bupkis. I owe you not a damn thing. You want to come to America, work your butt off, and come here legally. But I don't owe you welfare and food stamps and aid to dependent children and housing allowances and 12,000 other welfare programs because you made the decision to come here. I don't owe you legal fees because you made the decision to come here. I don't owe you free health care because you made the decision to come here. We owe you nothing. A nation's highest duty is to its own citizens. Trump and I think exactly alike. Whoever came up with the idea, you owe more to someone else. How could you owe more in California now, senior citizens who are illegal aliens, all their health care is going to be taken care of? Who made the decision that they are more important than homeless veterans? Who made that decision? How about veterans who aren't homeless? Middle-class, working-class veterans living in some small hovel, some small apartment. They're not homeless, but they have a tiny little apartment. They pay rent, and they just survive day-to-day, month-to-month on a lousy Social Security check, and they fought for their country. You know what? They deserve the money. Not an illegal alien from Mexico or Guatemala or China, or for that matter, I'm Jewish from Israel. They don't deserve it from Israel either. I don't want illegals from anywhere, and I want welfare going to anyone from anywhere. Our highest duty is to our own citizens. Wayne Root has said it for years. Donald Trump now announced it at Davos to the world's global elitists. He said, honoring the truth is the only way to build faith and confidence in the market system. Only when governments put their own people first will people be fully invested in their national futures. Oh, how right he is. He noted since he was elected, America gained over 7 million jobs, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, as well as rising wages, household income, all thanks to his pro-worker, pro-citizen, pro-family economic agenda. How about pro-God? Mention that one to all those people. They will have a heart attack. He said this all demonstrates how a nation can thrive when its communities, its companies, its government work together for the good of the whole nation. The president called his economic nationalist agenda in a free market system a model for the world. Today I hold up the American model as an example to the world of a working system of free enterprise that will produce the most benefits for the most people in the 21st century and beyond. You know, and then, which is fantastic, he mocked the socialists. He mocked them as a bunch of negative losers. He said, and this includes climate change activists, to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers. And I have them, you have them, we all have them. They want to see us do badly. But we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 60s would destroy the world and this country, America. And a mass starvation crisis in the 70s would destroy America. And the end of oil in the 90s would destroy America. And these alarmists always demand the same thing. Absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never, Trump said, let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, eradicate our liberty. And do you know what the definition is of radical socialists? You don't really see it happening every day. It happens quietly. Nobody announces this stuff on Fox News. Do you know that every single one of the people running for president on the Democrat side, the last one finally gave in the other day, Biden, Joe Biden. They've all agreed to tax Social Security, FICA, on every ounce of my income and your income. So again, I know most of you out there, you know, don't make more than, say, $100,000 a year. But let's just say you were talented enough, skilled enough to make $1 million a year. Right now you pay Social Security taxes on the first 100, and I think it's 37,000 you make each year, which is ridiculously high. You're never getting any of that back. They're taxing you to death, and you will never see that money. Okay? It's unfair. Everyone should be taxed on the same first, say, $50,000 they make. And then when it's paid out, you shouldn't pay any taxes on your Social Security. None. Zero. You paid that tax on the way in. The government kept your money for 40 years. It's your money. They've ripped you off. And they've held it and paying you back with zero interest. They got the greatest bargain in the world. And they didn't even keep your money in a lockbox. They gave it away to the general budget. It's not even there anymore. And it's your money. So you should not be taxed on Social Security. Not. But on the way in, forget about on the way out, where I don't think you should be taxed. On the way in, Social Security should be taxed around $50,000-$60,000 a year, and that's it. But we're already going broke, so they keep taxing you on the first $137,000 you make. You pay Social Security. Well, me, as the ultimate independent contractor and small business owner, I got to pay both sides of it. So I pay like 16.7% Social Security tax on the first $137,000. Democrats want me to pay it on everything I make forever. So if I make $1 million a year, $2 million, $10 million, $20 million, you have to pay 16% on everything you make. That could add up to millions of dollars. They would bankrupt every small businessman and woman in America. They bankrupt every independent contractor in America, and that's what they want. Just like Obamacare. Charge the middle class $2,000 a month so other people can get it free. They bankrupt those who do all the work and pay all the taxes. Coming up next, the good guy sponsoring the show, Dr. Joe Williams. He's the number one hair replacement doctor in the United States of America. People fly in from all over America and all over the world to have their hair done by Joe Williams. He makes you look young again and your hair thick again. He's my friend of 20 years. He sponsors this show, and I'm proud of him. His message coming up right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country... Republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root, if you like the show, let Newsmax know. War at Newsmax.com. I don't get those. They go straight to Newsmax TV. War, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root. War at Newsmax TV.com. I get more fan mail from you guys. It's unbelievable. And I've started to think now, I'm going to start saving some really good letters from you guys, and I'm going to start reading them on the air. I get about 1,000 a week or more. Some weeks I think I get 1,200, 1,500. Who can count? You lose count after a while, but I read them all. I can't answer every one of you, but I try and answer as many as I can, and I read every single one of them. I don't think I've ever, you know, missed one on purpose. Maybe I've missed one by mistake. But I'm going to start reading some letters on the air one day a week. Friday we take calls. Maybe Monday I'll spend a few minutes reading some nice letters. But you can email me anytime, WayneRoot at gmail.com. I love your emails. Keep them coming. WayneRoot at gmail.com. You can email Newsmax. Let them know you like the show, war at newsmax.com. You can go to my website, root4america.com, R-O-O-T, 4-F-O-R, America.com. You can go to my favorite project in the world, rootwall.com, raising money for Trump's wall. You can find me at Twitter or at Facebook, Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root at Twitter. But now, see, there's something that's replaced Twitter. If you're already at Twitter, fine. But you should still switch over to Politi Chatter. Politi Chatter, P-O-L-I-T-I. Chatter, C-A-T-T-E-R. PolitiChatter.com is the new Twitter combined with Facebook. And Twitter has not allowed me to get a single new fan in 3 years, a net positive new fan in 3 years. And yet, I stayed at 70,000 for 3 years with a national TV show because they're out to screw us over. If you're a conservative, they shadow ban us, cannot find us. But if you go to PolitiChatter, in a matter of 3 weeks, I got 100,000 fans. 0 to 100,000 in 3 weeks. And then I went to 130,000, then to 136,000. And then Bing and Google ixnayed Politi Chatter. So nobody could find them anymore. So for a little hiatus here, I've kind of stuck at 136,000. See, the minute we announced it on my national TV show, liberals went to Google and said, kill Politi Chatter. I guarantee you that's what happened. We promoted them on this show. Liberals are watching every minute of this show. Right Wing Watch records every minute of my three-hour radio show and my national TV show. And they go to all their friends in the media and social media at Silicon Valley, and they try and ruin anything good for conservatives. People were making money on YouTube. Conservative, gone. Can't make money anymore. People were making money on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, gone. People had great websites, a lot of traffic. Traffic, gone. They've tried to destroy us, and they still can't destroy us. Trump is still more popular in all the polls than Obama was at the same time in his presidency. And here's another great move by Trump. Because liberals talk all day about climate change. They trot out little girls, sweet little girls that you can't criticize or you're a terrible person. And little girls who've never made a dollar in their lives, never had a job in their lives, don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to pay a bill. They don't know how to pay health insurance. They don't know how to do anything. Those little girls say, oh, you're killing us. You're killing our future. You're bad people. This girl, Greta from Sweden, oh, you're terrible. You're killing us because of climate change. You're letting us die. And conservatives' only answer is, we look like meanies. Because I tell you facts. There is no climate change, although climate has always changed at the beginning of time. But there's no new terrible thing happening called climate change. There is no global warming. And scientists are frauds. So many of them are under government federal grants. And they lie, and they make believe there's climate change, so they keep the government money coming. They're all brainwashed liberals, and they've played with the results and committed fraud. But when you tell the truth and say that, you get in trouble. So Trump is so much smarter. Trump has come up with the fact we are going to join the 1 trillion trees initiative. Instead of passing draconian, onerous laws and regulations that kill all the jobs and wipe out all of our economic progress and tax us to death and bankrupt the middle class and kill small business, we're going to now join an initiative that says we're going to spend lots of money to plant 1 trillion new trees by 2050. You want to plant 1 million trees by 2050, and that'll wipe out all of the carbon dioxide increase of the last 10 years. So I don't mind that. I think there's some fallacy in that. It's great to plant trees, but the fact is carbon dioxide is actually good for trees. So we're not killing the universe with carbon dioxide. We're helping the universe get greener with carbon dioxide. But if it helps liberals and little children and high schoolers understand that we're going to save the planet and we're not doing it with taxes and regulations, we've got our own way of doing it. We're going to plant 1 trillion trees and make the world greener and suck in all the carbon dioxide and eliminate every increase that happened in the last 10 years. Great. Bravo. Brilliant idea, President Trump. We're joining the 1 trillion tree initiative, and I'm all for it. I think it's great. So what do we have left in the show? A minute? Okay. Last thing I want to tell you before we leave for the night is that James O'Keefe is struck again. He's out with another undercover video of another Bernie Sanders brainwashed commie activist who works for Bernie, campaign worker, who's ready to kill us all because we're conservatives, send us to re-education camps, gulags, and then murder us if we don't change. I'll tell you all about it on tomorrow's show. You are not going to believe what these people say, these Bernie robots. Terrible, terrible people. All right. For all the cops out there, we love you. All the vets, all the active duty military, thank you for the sacrifice you made for our country. And now, My Doctor Suggest is up next. Don't run away. Don't channel surf. Don't leave the channel yet. One more commercial from My Doctor Suggest, sponsor of the show, greatest people ever, Dr. Gordon Pedersen. These guys have something that will solve whatever ails you. They've been a miracle for me. Watch it now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.